We're doing Simon Tov Reish Tzadi. And we did Lema Feah, which involves Zion. Keral Pez Zion is read by heart. And we did Sif Ches. I'm going to do Sif Ches again and then go from there because it's important to remember Sif Ches. Okay, Tov Reish Tzadi Sif Ches. Halloyez Sheshomais HaMegillah. Somebody who speaks a foreign language, who hears the Megillah. Haksu v'loshen HaKodesh, hears it in loshen HaKodesh. Uvekis v'kodesh. Afal b'sheinu yodeh ma'im oimrim yotzdei chavosu. Right. So this is based... Good evening, Jonathan. How are you keeping?
Good, Rabbi.
Excellent. Baruch Hashem. All good. So we're learning that, in reality, you could be yotze, kias HaMegillah in different language. There's no problem to hear kias HaMegillah in English, French, Turkish, Italian, you name it. Not only that, but even somebody who you could do it all different language. But what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here is there is a significant difference between, and we're going to see that in Sif Tes as well. There's a big difference between somebody who hears the Megillah Loshon HaKodesh and if you hear it in English. And the difference is whether you understand it or not. So if you understand English and you hear the Megillah in English, you are Yotze. If you hear the Megillah in Italian and you understand Italian, you are Yotze. If you hear the Megillah in Italian and you don't understand it, how's your Italian? Improving. Improving. So if you don't understand Italian and you hear the Megillah in Italian, you're not Yotze. However, when it comes to Loshon HaKodesh, whether you do or you don't, you're a Yotze anyway. That's very important. So that's what Sif Ches is teaching us. And having said that, we're ready for Sif Tes, which teaches us the same. How is Ksuva Targum, if it was written in a different language, or a different, any different language really, Meloshoinu Sa'akum, from foreign languages, Loy Yotzo Yedei Chavosa, he is not Yotze, his obligation. Loy Yotzo Yedei Chavosa B'Kri Asa, Elo, only hamakir oisah haloshen belvad. Only if you are understanding this particular language. Good point. Very good point. It's a very good duke. I never heard this duke. Very, very interesting. He said that he doesn't have to be a perfect linguistic skills in that language. Just recognizable, understanding more or less what's going on, as opposed to precise. Very interesting. Very good duke. It's very good. Makir b'loshen haKodesh. And if you know that language, you're Yotze. If you don't know that language, you're not Yotze. Aval im oiso ksuva b'ksav ivri, v'ko aramis l'arami, lo Yotze. But if, what he's saying over here, if it was written in Hebrew letters, and you read it, aramis l'arami, lo Yotze, but it was written Hebrew letters, but a different language, and you don't understand it, lo yotza. Shirim tzazei koir alpe. No, so what he said as follows. Sorry, this is this is Hebrew letters. However, as you are reading it, he's translating it to a foreign language. How is that? So you're reading it from the Loshon HaKodesh, and what's called when you're translating it immediately? There's a word for that. Immediate translation. What's that? There's a word for that. If you immediately translate it as you're reading it, so you're not Yotze. Shanim says a Kerel Pe, because ultimately, are you reading the Megillah or are you saying the Megillah? Yeah. It is written, so B'Ksav Ivri, V'Kora, Romis La'Rami. So if you are reading Ksav Ivri, in other words, V'Yib Me'achash V'Yerosh, yes. No. So you b'ksav if the kor aram is la'aram lo yotzav. So you are saying you are reading it, but you're not being motzim with that. You're saying actually in a different. You're explaining. You're translating in a different language. You're saying yeah. So what? No, in a way that he could hear it. Not in a way that he could hear it.
You say it quietly.
Yes. And then you're translating it into a language which he understands. Yes. You're not yotzav. He's not Yotze, because what he's hearing is a translate is something which is said by heart, and not something which is read. Yes, you're translating word by word. If you would say the Loshon HaKodesh loud, then yes, you'd be Yotze, even if he doesn't understand. Why would he do that?
I don't understand. Is it written, and these words
No.
If it was written, then that would be okay.
Yes. Because it's not Kavar al Peh, indeed. You could read article translation. We're going to get to that later. Yes. Yes. There's a problem with it, but in principle, so far, yes. Yes. So we're going to see what the problem is. Shanim to the Kerabah, the Kim and Shalyotza, Kerry de Chavosol, Yotza Shemir Mimenu. Now, the problem is that both on the Yotza, the person who read it didn't want to be, and the person who hears it is not going to be Yotza in this. Havrein Lochush Be'ezek Sav Ksuva, but it doesn't really make a difference. Really, you could be Yotza. If it would have been written in a different text, in a different language, really, you could still be Yotza. Ein Lochush Be'ezek Sav Ksuva. If it's written in a different text, in a different language, you can still be Yotza.
We're going to get to your point in a minute. Misha de alas, sif yud. Misha de alas, v'yidea shuris, enu yoitze belas. V'yish oimim shiyotza. Somebody who knows las, a different language, v'yidea shuris, and he also knows hashuris, which is the ksav hashuris, which is the sofa, what we call the sofa, safus letters. Enu yoitze belas. Some say you cannot be yoitze if you say it in a different language, because you can't be yoitze in the regular Megillah. Fish oim shots, and some say you can be yoitze. Hagoveim ksuva b'shnei l'shoynois, mishemevinim yotzu, mishemevinim yotzu. If it's written in two languages and there's one of them that you understand, you can be yoitzer. So what the Mishnah explains over here, what's going on in Sifkot Lamitei, top of page 310, Pishnei Yisrael, you're going, you mikta megillah beloshen echad, and mikta sa beloshen acheres. Imagine, the sofer started writing a megillah in the normal Loshen HaKodesh. Halfway through Perek Beis, he said, oh, that's, forget it, it's too much. And he went into the art scroll English. And that's the way the megillah is. Half is Loshen HaKodesh, half is English. Yoitza, not Yoitza. Yes, you can be Yoitza. B'shnei l'shoynis, k'gon miktzaz ha-megillah b'loshen echot, u'miktzaz ha-shon b'shon acheres. You can be Yoitza. But the Mishnah of course, points out, and it's called Amidvav, Yotzu b'di'evet. Aval l'chatchila einochon li'os k'suva b'shnei l'shoynis. Of course, it's a very big b'di'evet. But in principle, yes, you could be. You could. Yes, yeah, so it wouldn't make what? Why would that be a problem? Imagine every column is written independently. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, Sifyut Aleph is relevant for Sifyut Aleph. Yesh limchoyz piyad akorim lenoshim. You have to protest if you want to be yotzed kias hamegillah for women. You have to protest. We will the Megillah for women in a different language. Although it's written in a different language. So here you go. So this seems to have been an issue that people used to say, you know, if you can't be Yoitz in the Megillah in any other language, so by all means, why don't we just do for the women at least? They are struggling with the Loshna Kurdish anyway, you know, back in the days. So why don't we just make the Kisa Megillah for the women's reading should be in English, or in Yiddish for that matter, or in why not? So he said, no, you can't. Yeish limchois piyada koyrim lenoshim. You have to protest. You're not allowed to let that. What's wrong? What's wrong? Why does Shulchan Aruch now wake up and say, no, actually don't? Actually don't. We just said earlier, you can do the Megillah in a different language. And now Shulchan Aruch says, now when it comes to the women, don't do the Megillah for the women. Don't read the Megillah. Don't read the Art Scroll translation and go for it. Why not? Yeah. Yeah, so you're right in pointing out. We're going to see soon that there is definitely halachas in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Aleph. There is mefurish halachas how the Megillah needs to be written on Gvil, on Klaf, like a Sefer Torah. So yes, we're talking about somebody who wrote the Megillah out in English in a Megillah style. So so the Mishnah explains it for Lamed Zayin. Yesh limchos tamadover. Why is it that you may not read the Megillah for women in English? Mishum da'gvorim ha'koyrim mevinim loshna kodesh. Because the men who are reading the Megillah, they understand loshna kodesh. Generally speaking, and we just learned earlier, and we have to worry about those opinions. If you understand Loshna Kodesh, you cannot be Yotze in English reading. And therefore, you cannot be Moitzi, the women, with his reading. Even somebody who doesn't understand Loshna Kodesh. The reason why you cannot be Moitzi women in Loshna Kodesh, in English is the following reason. Even if you've got an English Megillah, you still can't do it. Why not? Because there's opinions hold that if you understand Loshna Kodesh, you cannot read in English. You cannot read an English Megillah if you understand Loshna Kodesh. We saw earlier, it's a machloikas. Now, even if you understand, if you understand it for Loshna Kodesh, you have to read Loshna Kodesh. How are you going to tell me you're not reading for yourself, you're reading for the women? The answer is it doesn't make a difference because you are ultimately being Moitzi them. And since you understand, yeah, in principle that would work, but he said that all the men understand Loshna Kodesh. So what are you going to do? Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch was primarily worried that you're going to get men who, no, normally the men who can read the Megillah, normally the men who can understand. Yeah. Yeah, he was normally the ones who are the more public, the ones who are going to start reading, they are normally the ones. But there's another problem as well, perhaps because of your point. The oid, additionally, there's another reason why not. There's words in the Megillah, which we don't exactly know. It's translation. What's the translation? Yeah, so we don't exactly know what they were, what they meant, what it is. It's, yeah, the point, the gist of things, of course, the runners, the message, but we don't exactly know precisely what it means, what the exact and precise translation of these words are. Well, you're going to tell them, well, if you don't know the translation of those words, so it's fine, so let's read Loshna Kodesh. No. Because we just saw a minute ago, can't read it in two languages. Why? B'nei Aramochim, it seems to be a good point what you're saying. It's interesting. I never thought of that, but it seems to be looked as B'nei Aramochim for sure means is Loshna Kodesh. So we're stuck. We don't know what to do with those women. No. So we are choshish for the opinions that if you understand Loshna Kodesh, you cannot be. You can only be Yotze and Moitzi in Loshna Kodesh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's how the Shulchan Paskins. Okay, see if you'd base. Koro misnam name. If somebody reads the Megillah misnam name, how can I say misnam name? Nods off. Nods off. Dozes off. Not fully. Dozes off. It's like half asleep. So, hoil veloy nirdom b'sheino, since he's not properly asleep, yotze is yotze. Avlim shoma misnamnem, but if you're hearing the Megillah misnamnem, lo yotze is not yotze. So we're distinguishing. If a person reads the Megillah loud and he's half asleep, yotze. But if you're hearing the Megillah half asleep, you're not yotze. What's the definition of misnamnem, dozing off? How do you define dozing off? Mishnah Berurah says, "If called Amitaz, how do you define it? Koro misnamnem, misnamnem niko, kigoyin de korule v'oni. Somebody you call is going to answer for leyodal adu desvar, but he cannot explain something properly. We say hello, hello. He's going to say yeah, but he's not going to answer a proper, thorough, thought out svar. No. V'chimit kigoyin limitka, but if you tell him, do you live on da-da-da? He says yeah, of course. If you tell him something, he's like yeah, I remember, but he's not able to express himself." Coherently with a geschmack point or svara. Very interesting, but yeah. So the Mishnah now points out something which is a bit of a kasha. But there is still a point that he must have sufficient intention to be yotze, the kavana to be yotze. The mitzvah zichas kavana because of the general rule of mitzvah zichas kavana. Truth is, I find it a bit difficult to understand. I'm struggling with this a bit. On the one hand, he's half asleep. Half asleep, he's dozing off. He still remembers. When you tell him something, he says, yeah, he remembers. He remembers. He's like, he's so, certain conscious, his mind is consciously enough to remember things and to, you know, to deny or validate something. He's going to remember, you know, if you, is your name there? I said, no. Is your name there? Yeah. He's going to still going to have sufficient. So how can he have kavana? If he's like half asleep on that such a state of mind, that he's like half dozed off, and he's like, how can he have kavana to be moitzi? You're still conscious enough to be there. I will point out. I will never forget. There's something which I really. I'm not going to say the name of this exceptional Talmid Chacham, world, mamash a leading Talmid Chacham, internationally well known Talmid Chacham, who was zeichet to yeshu him for a bit, and he had an extreme. His daily schedule was unbelievable. Yerushalayim, one of the outstanding Talmid Chacham. He gave a short Mishnah Berurah shiur every day, 10-15 minutes Mishnah Berurah shiur, and outstanding. I don't know how many hours he slept. He was like up till 1-2 o'clock, and he was up. He'd have nets every day. So I don't know how he survived. And he used to give every single day a short Mishnah Berurah shiur. And I heard this Mishnah Berurah shiur for a while, and he was literally sleeping through the shiur. Whilst they were giving the shiur, he was giving a shiur, and he was literally sleeping as he was saying it. He was such an outstanding Talmid Chacham. He knew the Shulchan Aruch by heart and the Mishnah Berurah, and I could see he was sleeping. His eyes were dropping, and he was speaking, and people were asking, but he wouldn't hear the questions because he was literally sleeping. He was sleeping through the shiur that he was giving. It's unbelievable. But I saw this not once and not twice. I saw this. He was sleeping through. He was able to give a shiur while sleeping. That's num. That's this. I think this is Koram is Nam name. It's that level. It's that level. It's quite unbelievable. But yes, it does. But of course, the chiddush is how can you still have sufficient kavana to be moitzi? That I don't know. How do you? You're saying that you can because how does it work? That you still kavana to be still like still some kavana. Yeah, some sort of kavana. See if you give me a rabbi side. How your koisva? Somebody writes the Megillah. Interesting scenario. So you've got a sofer. Somebody writes the Megillah. And see if you'd give him a koisva. How your koisva, he was writing the Megillah. Shekoye posuk me Megillah. He was reading a posuk in the Megillah. Shumatik me menu ve koisva. So he's copying. And as he's copying and writing the Megillah, he's actually expressing it and verbalizing it as well. So he's copying, writing, speaking. Yes, it works. It's a very slow process, a very slow way of being Yotze, the Megillah. It must be taking hours, but halacha is, im kiven liboy, if he had intention, Lot says it, if his intention was merely to write the Megillah, that's not good enough, but he had intention to be Yotze, the reading of the Megillah, yes, why not? He's reading the Megillah. Yotze is Yotze. Vehu, and that is shteksuva kula lefonov. It is in its entirety completely written in front of him, be Megillah, as a Megillah text, shumat gemena, which is copying. Vechein, similarly, imoyo megia, if was megia correcting Megillah, in other words, you know, often the sofim, they have to correct the Megillahs. So if he's correcting the Megillah, but as he's correcting the Megillah, he's actually reading the Megillah. Reading, correcting. Vechein imoyo dosh, similarly, if he was dashning. Now, dashning means over here, what does dashning mean? Dashning means to say all the explanations which the Gemara has, the Torah Shebal Peh, the Chazal that we have. You know the Maseches Megillah? You know, it's got like dap him of, you know, the whole Megillah, the old stories of the Megillah and everything, all the Midrashim and everything. So that's called Dorosha. He goes through every Pasuk and say all the many explanations that we have. What do you mean? Oh, we're going to speak about that? It's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's Me'ein the Megillah. It's not a problem. Yeah. Shekere Pasuk me Megillah, Shlema v'Dorosha. He says an entire Pasuk in the Megillah v'Dorosha and explains it. Another loch is in Kivin Libo Lotze. If his intention was to be Yotze, his intention was to be Yotze, he will be Yotze. Something which is very, very noticeable in this Mishnah, in this Shulchan Aruch over here. Something which we've got to take out from here for our Shas knowledge. Something which we're going to put in our long-term memory bank. We've got to take out from the Shulchan Aruch over here. Something very significant in terms of Shas knowledge. What do we have to take out from there? How does Shulchan Aruch paskens? With regards to? It's a big chiddush here. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in numerous places. He says, Im kiven libo yotza, im loy kiven libo lo yotza. What does that teach us? Mitzvah Chavonah. This is a big machloikas. In the Gemara, it's machloikas in the Gemaras. It's machloikas Rishonim. And is a contradiction in a few places of Shulchan Aruch paskens. Here we've got evidence that mitzvah tichas kavona, and if you have intent, if you have kavona, you're yotze. However, if you don't have intention, you're not yotze. Why is this an extra big chiddush over here? Tafka over here. Why is this a very big chiddush over here? Because what kind of mitzvah are we talking about? Pardon? Dabanon. It's an enormous chiddush that the Shulchan Aruch over here paskens explicitly. No two ways about it. If you have intention, you're that mitzvah is kavona, even with regards to the Rabbanon. I've always said it's a very big machlokes. And yet he paskens explicitly, without even chulkim on it, that mitzvah is kavona from the Rabbanon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, second white line. So got mem gimel, im kivin lebelot, says the chavos, so sam bezeh. He takes on over here clearly. Kapoiskim, like the authorities, the sphere we hold, mitzvah tzriches kavona. The mitzvahs require kavona. Lord says the mitzvah to be yotz the mitzvah. Ein elsim and samach. Siv dalat way in regards to the cheskirshim. The mishnah is very novuch and is very unsure about this. And a lot of discussion there in Siman Samach. We will get back to Siman Samach with Hashem one day. We will get back to it. Not so far actually. There we discussed, and we will discuss. It's actually a big controversy. Here, the Mishnah paskens for the rabbanim. It's a very big chiddush.
You said that if he's
correcting, yeah. So we've learned already that even if it's even if half, right. Even if half, if 51% is kosher, 49% is. But you know, in reality, you could even say that he corrected it and then read it. It would, you know, the halacha, the point of Shulchan Aruch is not necessary. He wrote and then he read. Oh, that's an interesting question. I didn't think of that. Wow, that's a really interesting question. Wow, that's a really good question. Such an interesting question. He is copying from another one. Wow, it's such an interesting question. Wow. Wow. Perhaps, I didn't know, I didn't learn like that, but perhaps. You're right. Look at the words of Shulchan Aruch, if you'd give him. Koisva. Shekoire posuk ba Megillah. He was reading one posuk in the Megillah. Shumatik mimeno, from which he's copying from it. The koisva, and he writes it. So you're quite right, Abgedin. You must be right. That must be pshat. That is pshat. I didn't chap, but you're 100% right. Shekoire posuk ba Megillah. He reads a posuk in the Megillah. Shumatik mimeno. He's copying from it. So you're 100% right. Yeah. Thank you for pointing it out. Very, very valid point. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, and now finally we'll finish off with this, the last line, which is going back to your point as well. So he said, if it darshens the Megillah, that's fine as well. Well, Gideon asked, one second here, how can he, you know, go and off, you know, darshening in the middle of Kirza Megillah, he's saying droshes. Purim Torah, that's right. How does that work? So lo yafsik bo meinyonim acherim k'shedosho. So we're seeing over here that if you interrupt him for non-related matters, that's a problem. Because then you're interrupting the reading with non-related matters. But as long as you're staying on the point, as long as you're staying on topic, as long as you're reading and explaining those verbs, it's not.
You said you could speak in the middle.
you can speak as long as it's topic related. The what that? If it's non, we said. Ah, yeah, we did say that. We said with regards to the hefsek. Yeah. We said hefsek. Yeah, but I suppose. It's a good cash as well. That we did learn. The cash was we learned earlier that if you're interrupting, do you know what? If you're interrupting in the middle of the Megillah. Yeah, you know, page 316, you're right, page 316, Sif Kotten Tess, the Mishnah Berurah. There's a chilek b'dyeved as to whether, yep. So, we'll get clarity in this very question, in Simon Tofer, study base, Sif Beis Mitzchem, we'll get.
If we can have this explanatory Megillah reading, would that be the same across the Torah, in Shabbos?
So the answer as to whether the Mishnah Tzion over here points out the comparison to Kriyas HaTorah, and he says that Kriyas HaTorah we don't do that, and he says the reason why we don't translate, and the reason is that the Hacha Kedei Lefasim Nisashori,
he said.
Yeah, so by Kisator you can't do that. Over here there's a special kula because it's a Pirsumanes. So it's part of the Pirsumanes aspect of the Megillah that therefore we allow over certain initiative, which we got to Kisator, we don't. So translate, yeah, so that's why there's a difference. Habo said to summarize what we learned this evening, Baruch Hashem, we learned that different languages, so what's the halacha we got to different languages?
If you understand
it, you're Yotze. Better yet, if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, you should still rather go for the Lashon HaKodesh version. We also learned that if you are, what's that word? I'm looking for the word. You know, in the court cases, there's that instant translation. What's the word? Yeah. What is the word? I know on a footnote, it was developed by IBM, developed it by Nuremberg Trials, 1946, 1937. They're the first one to develop that. And they did it. They offered it to the Nuremberg Tribunal for free, and it was the best advertisement they could do. And then, you know, what became afterwards.
Stenographer.
What's that?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Stenographer.
No. I'm talking about instant translation systems. That the way it worked in Nuremberg trials was that the people, the prosecuted Nazis, they were addressed in English. Many of them didn't understand English, so it was people who translated, and they would hear instantly the German version. They do now, but it was introduced by there was, and I know that the IBM offered it free of charge. It was a trial then.
Now you got Google.
Now you got Google. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. So okay. So I forgot what it's called. But if you do that over here, you write and you simultaneously translate immediately. You're not yoitzer because you're actually yoitzer through the not the text, not the reading, but you're through the verbalization, translation, and therefore you're not yoitzer. Women. We spoke about women. Don't make a kiss on the Megillah for women in English. The reason being because the person who's going to read it, he's likely to be a person who understands Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore, if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, you're not meant to say it in a different language. You're not Yotze, according to some. Therefore, even the women who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they still won't be Yotze. It's very lomdish. We spoke about dozing off person, that dozing off Yotze, if you are on the reading, the reader who is dozing off is Yotze, the listener who is dozing off is not Yotze. And then we spoke about the one who is copying, and saying, copying the Megillah and saying is Yotze. Similarly, if you are correcting the Megillah and reading it, still Yotze. Even if you are dashning, you're explaining the Psukim, after reading it, you're still Yotzer, as long as your interruptions are only topic related. Right, we'll carry on, see if you're dull at tomorrow, Mitzvah. I wish you a very good evening.